You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Priscilla here today as well. And Taz on her way in. That being said, we're going to get into a few things. First, I need to let everyone know, LFODradio.com. We got the Shizzy June podcast up as well as a few other things. Make sure you check that out. LFODradio.com or mixcloud.com/LFODradio. Someone is calling us. We're getting a phone call. I'm going to answer this. You guys ready?
This is new.
WMFO, you're on the air.
Wait, I'm on the air?
Yeah, you're calling in. What's up?
Yeah, I'm calling in, but I didn't have to be on the air. I don't want to be on the air.
Okay, can you call back when we're playing music then?
I pressed 1 to speak to the DJ.
I am the DJ. Yes, we are in the middle of...
Okay, so my question is this. If I'm calling in to speak to the DJ, why are you telling me I got to be on the air? I can't speak to you without being on the air?
I can take you off the air, sir, but we're in the middle of a program.
I thought you just pulled the song off. Like it wasn't even finished.
Nope, we're playing, we're discussing, can you hang on a second? One second.
I'm hanging up. You need to figure out your program here. I'm not giving you any money because you're acting like idiots.
All right, sir. Anyway, another...
That was so random, like I'm so confused.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't call into a radio show if they're on air, you know, talking about stuff, if you're going to interrupt, you know.
Right, at least now we know not to answer.
We don't, I guess, in all fairness to him, we don't have an operator or anything like that. So if you do call, it comes right into the DJ. So if you hear us speaking, we're going to answer the phone. If you want to call during a song, absolutely, we'd love to talk to you. That being said, we're going to get right into the music then. with that being said, this one, we just did a podcast with this guy last week. He goes by the name Shizzy June. This record is called Dumb. Our computer's actually freezing at the same time, so this is already off to a great start today. Priscilla, tell me something.
So, me and Tazzy went to the Lupe Fiasco concert.
Not yet, wait for her. Tell me something else.
Drown dropped his album, so did Jeezy drop his album as well?
On Friday. Do you have that Drum record?
I do have that Drum record.
Let's do that.
All right, well, Big Baby Drum. This is Monticello Avenue.
Have you heard this album yet? Is
yes,
this off
I
the
have.
Brand new one?
I really do like the album. I thought it was pretty dope. I thought it was pretty smooth. So I hope you guys enjoy the song, Monticello Ave.
All right, you're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
I do remember how you said I was your temper. Made me feel like a contender. You acknowledge other niggas who you knew was out to get you. Uffing with the cameraman and still ain't get the picture. I can toss 1,000 words to you like a quick band, but I'ma say nothing cause I need you as my kickstand. Tired of all these fools that be claiming that they big fans. Soon as I'm in town, they blow my line about a wristband. All access and bad sex but head fire, just to do the same to the headliner. Even at my own shows they cunt spy. Make me miss my old thing. It's still quiet, but we can up the volume for the evening, and I only mean evening. By sunrise you're leaving, you still ain't my girl. We damn sure ain't friends, so you can cut that hole. How you been and where you been, cause that's the end.
Girl, you know where I've come at. Green Street, all from Monticello. And girl, you know where I've got been. On the road, trying to enlarge my dividend.
I tossed and turned backwards, got burned many nights contemplating about you and all the complaining I do about these hoes and how I know they ain't true. I'm still mad at you for the shit you did, but not that mad.
So just come to where I'm near. I've texted you once but did not send. Erase, was type, type back again. Indecisive about the very next move. Fooled me once, I don't want number two. And I'm still mad at you for not handling biz. But you can still get the biz. So just come to where I'm is. Cause I really just can't take this no more. Oh, it seems like I can't win for losing. All these trifling for pain. I don't know what's to be choosing. Sometimes I turn to you. And the most times when I'm sad and blue. Cause you know that we got history. So just come to where I'm finna be. Girl, you know where the fuck I'm at. Broom Street, off of Monticello. And girl, you know where the fuck I've been. Try and lodge my dividend. Girl, you know where the fuck I'm at. I'm on the silhouette. And girl, you know where the fuck I've been. On the road, trying to enlarge my dividend.
Soon as
you get on that
moody,
pretty little ass.
To my
room in the back.
No words, lay back, relax. Quiet,
don't you apologize.
Quiet,
hush up with all the mind. One night of rough sex,
but after I said one, that's your taste.
You get on average,
move that
pretty little answer
to my
room in the back.
No words, they back, relax. Quiet,
don't you dare apologize.
Quiet,
hush up with all them lies.
You in
one night of rough sex,
but after I said one, that's your taste.
I'm gon' praise him till I'm gone. I'm gon' praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap.
I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now. Look out for your family. He has ordered my steps. Gave me a sword with a crest. And gave Donnie a trumpet in case I get shortness of breath.
I'm gon' praise him till I'm gone.
Don't be mad.
I'm gon' praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up,
good God,
the blessing come down.
The
blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises
go up,
blessings keep falling. The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When
the praises go up, the blessings come down.
Good God!
They book the nicest hotels on the 59th floor, with the big wide windows, with the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money. Ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs isn't close. Ain't no visit in heaven. I know the difference in blessings and worldly possessions, like my ex-girl getting pregnant and her becoming my everything. I'm at war with my wrongs. I'm writing four different songs. I never forged it or forfeited. I'm a force to be reconciled. They want 4-minute song. You need a 4-hour praise dance performed every morn. I'm feeling shortness of breath, so Nico, grab you a horn. Hit Jericho with the buzzer beater to end the quarter. Watch brick and mortar fall like dripping water.
The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up. Oh, oh. The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up. Are you ready?
It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap.
It's the orchestra.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. Shout out to Shizzy June. If you missed last week, we had Shizzy June in the building. His podcast is up right now, LFODradio.com, SoundCloud/LFOD. If you want to hear a snippet, figure out if you want to get into that. And you can hear the full thing at MixCloud.com/LFODradio. If you have trouble keeping up with all that, at LFODradio on everything, except for Twitter, which is Live Free OD, but if you start typing LFOD, it'll pop right up. That being said, we are back. Live Free or Die. We got Tasha.
We got the whole game today.
Tasha. Oh my
Tazia.
Wow. Tasia?
Tasia.
Oh my
Tazia.
God.
Tazia.
You guys kill me. Wow.
Tazia.
I'm
I
gone
said
for
Tazia.
How long? Just like 2 weeks?
Too long. Way
I feel like
too
we missed
long.
You, though.
You guys just forgot how to
And I feel like every artist that came in here mentioned horoscopes, and we would yell, wow. Like, oh my goodness, Tazia.
Actually, that's true. During the Shizzy one, at one point, or someone's interview, I like legit screamed your name.
Oh,
I was
really?
Like,
yeah. Yeah. And also Shizzy too.
I used to say it right. I legit forgot
used
how.
To.
It's been a long day.
Oh my God. But that's
the Tasia.
Yes,
Tasia.
There it is.
AKA Big Taz.
Yes.
Tazzy.
Big Tigga.
How's everyone been?
We missed you, man.
Missed you too.
We've been awesome. And you know what?
You know what?
Last time we were all together.
Yes.
Was at the Broken Woke.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for coming out. That definitely meant a lot. You know what I mean?
Are you still fired up about it?
Yes. Because, I mean, it was like a really big project. You guys know this because I'm a stress ball. So the fact that like everything came together so like beautifully. Yeah, really grateful. So shout out to y'all.
She's being humble.
Right. It was an amazing event, though. Well, I have a question for you.
Oh, my God. Do not ask
me. Are we interviewing?
What does Broken Woke mean to you?
Okay, I feel like I've already answered
using
it.
A rap lyric.
Oh, no, I like that. Let's
no,
do it.
I don't,
let's do it. Let's do it.
That's not fair. Okay, because you guys know I don't listen to rap. Okay.
It could be any song.
But can y'all give me? Because you guys usually give the artists that come in like till the end of the show. So can I think about it?
Well, actually, we stopped doing that. If you came in more, you'd know.
Oh, well, wait, you guys stopped.
Shade. We just hit them with no warning.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No.
You got to the end of the show. This is your show.
Just
so.
Tell us what Broken Woke means in your own words.
Me, Broken Woke to me is basically like finding the brilliance within the bullshit. Because, you know, like a lot of. Oh, so sorry. Oh, my goodness. The BS. Today's crazy. Yeah, because obviously in life, like, we all experience, like, the highs and the lows, and it's hard to remain, I guess, positive and try to look for the light when you're experiencing the lows. So just try to, yeah, get through that. So
amen.
Nothing too deep, nothing right. too super conscious, you know.
What was the highlight of the event out of everything?
You know, in the end, when you did, when you had everyone like come together and they were, what was it? Can't be in a world. What is it?
Trying to be woke in a world.
Yeah, that was really good. So,
you alley-ooped yourself there. That was pretty nice.
She's
so was my part the favorite? Did you love the thing I did at the end? No.
What did you say? Oh,
basically, like, that's what my question was, right?
No, I'm kidding.
But yeah,
that was cool because no one could forget the name of the event after yeah. that. Because you know there are people who didn't know where they were.
Yeah.
Who just went to something.
True that.
You know?
Yeah.
That was dope, though. We're going to be nice to you and give you some compliments here. I was very impressed.
Thank you.
By the entire affair. I met a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
It was cool to... I was talking to the artist you had. I can't remember her name.
Oh, my God.
We're friends on Instagram now, though. But that's what we were talking about is, I'm like, how do you know Taz? And she was like, oh, Instagram, she just started messaging me and invited me. And I was like, really? Yeah. Well, I know her from Twitter. I'm sure everyone else here knows her from some social media.
All of, yeah. all of her friends she has met on Twitter or social media.
Which yeah. is dope that you actually go find people doing stuff and make a real connection.
I felt like DJ Khaled, to be honest. Because when he tells like his story... No, when he tells his story of like how he came up and like, you know, back in the day, there obviously wasn't social media, so he was just up there with his CDs. Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like that to a certain extent, obviously. Like, yeah, there's social media, but like you really have to like go out there and message people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I think it was dope because everyone there, you know, artists are kind of introverted at times. Yes. So like, there were a lot of people there who were like, yeah, this is cool that we're meeting people. Mm-hmm. And everyone was there through someone else.
Yeah.
Some sort of connection. Maybe they rolled the dice and just checked it out.
Yeah.
I ended up meeting an artist who I have been following online. That dude, Black Picasso.
Oh, yeah.
Someone plugged us on, like, Facebook a year ago. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what he looked like. And then Bakari was there with someone who is like a teacher in some program.
That's
and
great.
She knew him because he was friends with another kid and she was like, come talk to this guy.
Wow. That's him. Aligning.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, oh yeah, all right. Yeah. But it was dope. You had, we talked about it right afterwards, but it was amazing. Very good vibes, very good party. Everyone was fresh. Like so much fashion in the building.
Yeah, everyone was like an artwork or some sort of like masterpiece.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the eye that was on your forehead.
Oh, shout out to Saturn makeup.
Yes, shout out to Saturn. That was really, really dope.
Yeah.
Legit, everyone was a piece of art.
Yeah,
definitely.
Piece of work, kid.
But yeah.
That one woman, oh my God.
Which one?
We've talked about her. She's A to Z talent.
She's amazing. That's my second time seeing her.
On the at sign, but she bodied everything.
The singer, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, she was dope.
I forgot her name. I hope she doesn't kill me, but I know who you're talking about.
I believe.
She did the cover to some song.
It's a Y. I know who you're talking about, though.
She crushed.
Yeah, she did a really beautiful job.
Y'all make sure y'all check out Broken Woke.
Broken Woke. You have all their info up on your site anyway. At Broken Woke. Broke and Woke.
Everything's spelled properly.
Broke and Woke.
Yeah, that's a breath of different air.
I don't know if this is a segue, but when you say like artists are very introverted, it brings me to Lupe. Because you remember when he was on stage, Well, can you start it?
Okay.
We're talking about Lupe now?
Yeah, the show.
So to be clear, you gave away tickets to Lupe Fiasco at your event.
At the Broken Woke segment.
Oh, yeah. We did. Yes, we did. Okay.
Yes.
Which Priscilla, like, kind of won-ish.
I heard the story.
But, yeah, so... So
you all went to the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was awesome.
Yeah. So. Lupe hates interviews. Lupe does not like talking to anybody.
Yeah. So is that part of like the like artist being introverted, or do you think he's just fed up with like, I guess, radio station and like their BS?
I think he's done with the games.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's an introvert so much as just like game not leader. With it.
Agreed. And I think after like his last album with the record deal, he was like, I don't have to do anything you guys tell me to do. So I'm not going to do it.
Oh, so he's just like.
I think he gets how the industry works and is kind of like over it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
More than anything.
Wow. Truth.
I don't know the guy personally. Yeah. I wish speak I knew. To him.
But. Oh my God.
I do.
I heard you tried to get back.
I was talking to everyone. He was like, you could try, but he's probably not going to do it. Yeah, Pops was cool though.
Yeah.
He was real cool, but he was just like, he's not. And then he had the nerve. After Lupe like runs in his car, Pop comes around the corner. So did you get your shirt signed? And I was like, wow. Like, you didn't have to come at me like that, Pops.
Yeah,
like,
didn't.
that was too soon. Too soon.
You should have asked him to take it and get it signed for you.
He wasn't going to do that.
How do you
Lupe
know?
Lupe was probably going to be like, nah.
Pops is not with that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nope.
Not with it.
But shout out, I think Roman, one of the openers.
Yeah.
I think that was his cousin, actually.
He was amazing. A dope singer. Yeah. I could definitely see
I'm really
him, like,
here for the R&B. I'm sorry. I know you guys love hip hop, but like, I am so here for the R&B. Like,
he was dope though. Oh, did you listen to a couple of his stuff?
Kind of. One song.
Okay, weird. Well, he's dope though. He definitely gave a dope live performance. I enjoyed watching him on stage.
Yes.
He gave a lot of energy, like, because especially for R&B to be at a hip hop concert, I feel like you have to like match some sort of energy. And if you're not doing like a da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like the simple trap R&B, like, not to call it simple, not to call it simple, but I'm just saying, like, if you're not doing that,
if you're just and you're still able to keep genres. The energy up.
Sorry. Wait, I just feel like he did a great job.
Is that shots at Bryson Tiller? What's going on?
I mean, yeah, I think Bryson Tiller's actually pretty dope.
Trap Soul's a good album.
Yeah, Trap Soul was pretty dope.
That, yes, it was.
I'm coming around to it. I like, well, that's a whole other story. But, so... Opener was good, Roman, and Lupe tore it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I wish you guys could see the they're beaming, especially Priscilla.
No, Priscilla
is legit in love
Lupe
with him.
Lupe is my favorite. Like, he was the one who inspired me to write in a way where, like, challenge people to think. Like, before Lupe, I used to write, like, the sky is blue and the sun is bright.
Yeah.
But, like, after Lupe, I was like, whoa. Like, did he just make me think about, like, 500 things in, like, one song in 3 minutes? I was like, yo, I'm going to challenge my, like, writing capabilities. And ever since then, like, it's been, like, Priscilla the poet, like, the ill poet.
Oh, yeah.
So
I like it.
Yeah, the cool changed my life. The cool changed my life.
Okay, then describe your life with a Lupe Fiasco lyric.
Yeah, you got it, actually.
I get my energy from my energy. I have another one. A match made in heaven set the fires in hell. That's all the two I can think about right now.
Okay.
I get my energy from my energy because, like, you know, I get my energy from my energy, like, energy.
Yes.
Like,
I've seen you get on your G.
Yeah.
Your G, Steve.
Just a little bit.
She was on it. Recently, we can talk about off air. She was G'ing people out.
What was I doing?
We can talk about off air. I've seen
I'm a little scared. I feel like you did not meet me. That probably wasn't me.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. No, I knew it was good though when Fran P's face lit up when you even brought it up last night when we were talking about it.
Oh, you guys were at the workout.
Lupe, yeah. Workout was dope.
Yeah, which is dope segue. Workout was amazing. And congratulations to them for celebrating 1 year to Jasmine Ray, Killer Boombox.
Yeah.
Lisa over at
And Lisa
Experience.
And Experience Creative. Like, congratulations to them for celebrating a year, giving DJs a platform to.
And Laugh Boston for deciding to go down that road.
Yep. Down that road.
Yeah. It's a comedy club, and they have, a monthly hip-hop DJ mixer, you know? Prodigy was there last night.
Prodigy definitely
from Mobb Deep
out.
Was just chilling at Laugh
Wow,
Boston.
That's really great.
Yeah. And he released his book, the Prison Cookbook, which was really interesting. I got to look at it a little bit. I wouldn't try none of the recipes, but...
He basically said, they're not really good. It's more just, like, illustrate, like...
Right.
How hard it is to not cause yourself True. Health problems
wow.
in prison.
But some of the food actually looked pretty decent.
Like,
if I was really bored one day and I was super broke, I would probably like finesse the game like with one of those
We need
recipes.
The broken woke cookbook.
Ooh.
Just straight rice and beans. And
Yo,
like, how
that'd
to
be
survive.
So dope.
That actually does sound like a good. Look at
Have
you.
Like conscious couscous.
Yeah.
Conscious.
Yo, honestly, and I do cook sometimes.
That'd what? Be dope.
When I get my invite to Broken Woke, that's what we can talk about.
You're good, right. Ideas actually, like this. Yeah, we'll talk off air because
yeah. She's getting good. She even knows like yeah. I don't want this recorded.
Oh my god.
But yeah, Workout was dope. Shout out to all of them for doing that. 1 year, big year, big turnout. Everyone's there. We saw a lot of friends of the podcast, friends of the show. Fran P was doing good. We had a crazy conversation about virtual reality and all sorts of things. He'll be back soon. Saw Prano.
I didn't see Prano.
You walked right by him. I felt bad. You like he was standing right next to Bakari, and you like gave Bakari a hug and then walked away.
The shade.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Prano, if you're listening,
I'm Prano. Yeah, please don't. I did not see you. Sometimes I'm just when I see like ton of it, I just see one.
He
person,
had all his chains on too. I don't know.
Oh
how
my
you
god, that was super bad, man. But, oh my goodness. Sam, you're making me feel worse.
No, it's fine. It was a great event, though. I saw them, you know, Mo. Too many people to list, but caught up with a ton of
people. A lot of people in the city that were making moves were there.
Yeah, it was good to all reconnect. High Fidelity, I hadn't seen him in forever. It was good to see what he was up to.
Seen DJ Alcide.
Yep, Alcide.
Seen him.
He's always fired up. I love his energy. Yeah. Oh, DJ Dex crushed his set. He was the dude that played all the samples. He didn't play any hip hop songs. He just played like the samples.
Oh yeah, he definitely killed it.
He crushed it. Shout out to him.
And then right when you were about to start feeling it, he changed it up on you.
He just kept you right at that.
But he was definitely tipping point. Dope.
And what else was I gonna? Oh, Billy Loman, who is our guest next week, was there. We're gonna play some Billy Loman, but first. The other thing they did that was dope, Avenue has a new album coming out, Mass Ave and Lennox.
That's pretty dope.
People don't know who Avenue is. He's been around for a little while now, definitely heavily touted. People definitely rock with him. He's got a great team around him. It's always interesting to see what he's doing. He debuted the video to this record last night. It's all over the internet now, so if you want to watch it, it's called Party's Over. It's produced by Archetype and Frank the Butcher. They're gonna start a new production duo. Shout out to Ark. He's in more duos than anyone I know. This one's called Party Over. It's Avenue. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Yeah. Hey yo, we treating this like the 1st and the 15th of every month. Sun up the sun down. Yo. Tell them we here. All I hear is this hoopla about such and such. Every year I deal with some new. Y'all gassing up. This year ain't over yet. And I promise by the end it's gonna be back to us. Summer business with the realest years back to us. Crack baby born in the era that follow Reagan's. All these ex-scammers hustling now when point shaving. And if he don't like what I'm saying, he pump faking. I know that she a keeper because she cooking and naked. His smell will make you sick to your stomach, brick in the oven. Couple more in the tub, money stashed in the rugs. I talk with my niggas and designers with hoes. Intellectual street in his prime and it shows. Nowadays, man, you gotta park the V in the tuck. Cause one pick up of the plate, the feds jamming you up. I used to slide in DMs, now I'm standing them up. The way these cops shooting, my hands ain't going up. I totaled the car. You stunting for these like they don't know who you are. The way these on my is kinda throwing me off. The way these shorties throw it at me is kinda turning me off. I brush them off like I ain't never need them. The block is hot, so we set for defense. Shots flying, you ain't never see them. Can never party, they forever squeezing. I'm in the hood like I ain't never leaving. You best believe it. Observe heavy and I say less. Oh, your man got it for cheap over there. Go ahead and pay less. The revolution won't be televised. Same way you look, but you never buy. Look, but they never try us. Yes. And if you do, we'll be your last. We'll get them things involved. Traded the pump for twin Glocks to have a sing-along. Sound like Nina Sky when it's ringing off. Sound like Nina Simone when it's ringing off. My life changes, so I'm praying, nigga, inshallah. Burger had the sour diesel, sold it out the jar. I had the Eastern Conference jacket with the heat to match it. If it happens, then it happens, we could think after. I'm back and forth for 990. Yeah, I'm making these trips, and if them people pull me over, I'll be caged in the fence. Thank God for my mother's prayers, nothing fake in the script.
Yeah. I drops every blue moon to separate myself from you kings of the YouTube. I am more YouTube. I am like Bono with the edge. In Mexico, Donald in his pledge. Legend has it, the wrist is magic. The left is Patek Philippe's, replaced by Matsuhisa. Ignore most requests for the feature, unless it's getting played on the beach in Ibiza. Why she f***ing Nisha, and she sucking shisha. Can't you see my total? Pam, Kima, Keisha. I'm aiming for the moguls. Why y'all ain't aiming at the locals? And rap broke like them, they mere hopeful. Still wishing on a star. The last one to find out the baby on the cars. The final trilogy of Jaws. The grill's like interior gauze. It feels like steel white. Matching my Sony, looks African on me. They trying to pin this trafficking on me like man on Tony. My thoughts spilling over. The soft ceiling's open. I cross fist the coup. Yeah. It's a different calisthenics when I do the Linux. Half a million paralleled and ain't nothing renting. Yeah. Wearing dry fit in my shit. It rides a little better in the cockpit.
Untouchable, uncrushable. Running in a 600. Running in a 600. Untouchable, uncrushable. Running in a 600. Running in a 600.
Moo told me to switch styles. He just came home from the feds like a mistrial. He tells me I miss out on all that club money. I don't bounce. Adidas gave me a million and that don't bounce. The president of good music has been announced. A quarter million a year and that don't bounce. I'm in the score of these movies, I'm losing count. Moo, you knew me from 1300 an ounce. My breakdown game brought me 8 Mile fame. Selling M&M's to him and them. White to the blacks, I'm a villain in. The Rolls Royce playing peekaboo with the emblem. Let's talk about it, gentlemen. My barcode is Netflix Narcos. Part on the side of my fro like I'm Pablo. No hablo, I sell blue. Lone wolf, no tonto. Head honcho, yeah. Let's take the scenic route. I can show you the strange fruit. It's looking like Beirut. They open the wash bay, I climb it like K2. These cats are drought killers. I flooded the Jesus, I made use of every Spanish name I done ran across. No matter what the weight, I done ran it off. I'm walking on water, I took the sandals off. Tell A&E to turn the cameras off. Push.
Untouchable, uncrushable. Running in a 600. Running in a 600. Untouchable, uncrushable. Running in a 600. Running in a 600. 600.
So, before off the air, Priscilla was trying to bait me into caring about Kanye West antics. The only thing I care about right now is what that man, Pusha T, has to say about these Drake bars and what he's going to do. What's that?
I'm sorry, there's beef.
Supposedly Drake. Didn't Drake come? Tell the story. Let me not tell it.
True.
Well, Pusha's been baiting him for, I don't know, years now, because he's always had problems with Wayne and them. And then finally, Drake dropped this record pretty much going at Pusha and Cuddy.
Oh, God.
And basically alleged that Pusha's whole story is, like, fabricated and he needs to stop it with the coke raps. Like, you know, you didn't do it. You just watched Scarface and bagged up dime bags and, like... So, we'll see. I don't know. I don't get my hopes up.
What song was that?
It's called Two Birds, One Stone. Oh, yeah. He's rapping on it. Like, it's a rap song.
Do you think his ghostwriter wrote it?
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it gets to that point, but I don't know. The interesting thing to me is how do you beat him? As much as it's all WWF, so I try not to get too into it, but, like, I mean... Meek tried whatever he tried, and that didn't work at all. Like, he tried the credibility thing. You don't have credibility. People write your songs. No one cared. He got bodied.
But, I mean, then again, Pusha T got bars, so it's not like...
But then Budden came at him with bars for days. Didn't matter.
But people said that Budden won. People didn't say Drake got it. There are definitely conversations that said Budden... I mean, we know Budden won. Like, let's be real.
Did he?
I mean, honestly, I didn't
make a dent?
Read articles.
So you don't know?
No. So this is not a conversation with me, but I trust that Budden won.
See, and that statement right there is why Drake doesn't lose, because it's all public opinion. So you heard that, but everyone else goes, nah, he's way more popular. So you can only beat him really with a hit record. Yeah. That's how he beat Meek, because he dropped a hit. Back to back was a hit.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
So, I don't know. Does Pusha make hits? No, not really.
Truth. Damn.
So but I don't know
I
what he's gonna do.
But then I also heard that Drake also attacked Kid Cudi's illness or something.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Why?
What?
Why?
Cudi said stuff, and he said stuff back. It's rap.
But so attacking someone's illness.
He didn't say anything like that. He said, you were the man in the moon. Now you're going through your phases. And he basically said, like, you're
nice
he said, he said you're zanned and perked up, and when reality comes, you can't face it. He basically called him a drug addict.
Wow.
I don't have a problem with it. There's way worse stuff that's been said in hip-hop. Like, you don't... He initiated it. Drugs or not. That's a whole other discussion. When people do drugs and think, like, all of a sudden their actions... don't count. Like, oh no, it wasn't my fault. It was on. Yeah, you still did it. Why? Do you think that's off topic? Off, is that across the line?
I don't know. Like, after, what's his name? Dude that was going in on Joey Bad at.
Oh, Troy.
Troy Ave. When he attacked.
that was a little much. That was.
When he attacked, Steez for, you know, committing suicide, but he was coming for coming for Joey. I was just kind of like, where do we draw the line? I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. Like, if you're battling someone, you don't care about their feelings. You don't care about anything about them. But at the same time, it's like, if someone is battling with something, how are you supposed to, like, I don't know.
If that's your enemy, though, like, you know, you can take. Cuddy, I think, is a lot different than that situation. The Troy Ave, he probably was a little out of line there.
Yeah, but
like,
I
would expect it.
Stronger.
I would expect, like, violence after that. Like, if you say that, you have to expect, like, violence to come with it.
Joey responded very well.
I think so, yeah. And everyone pretty much responded to that the same way. They're like, dude, what the hell? Yeah. That bar was wicked hard, though. That was tough. Like, if you heard it, you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like,
I cringed a little bit.
It was a tough bar. You're like, that's hard, but. Right. At the same time, maybe a little too much, considering Joey didn't really say much to warrant it, I don't think. Yeah. I don't think he said anything crazy first.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know either. I'm actually going to listen to Drake's thing, because I'm looking at the lyrics now, but I'm just kind of like,
See, that's the thing, is he kind of has this cheat code where he can, like, rap when he wants to and make R&B songs, like, the rest of the time. So it's, like, tough to really... Most of his fans aren't rap fans, and then, like, he, like, dips into it, and then, like, the rappers are like, oh, yeah, we'll rap back at you. And he's like, oh, no, chill. Like, I'm going to do this song and meme you to death. Like, and you can't beat that.
Yikes.
Meme. Yeah. It's a meme, right?
So, like, I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand. Because, like, what you guys are just talking about, like, do they not have morals when it comes to, like, rap beef, like, sometimes. Like, I feel like at the end of the day, we are all, like, humans. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, disrespect is disrespect, but, like, I just feel like I don't see why people can't be the bigger person. Or is that too, like, is that a punk thing? Like, is hip-hop just supposed to be, like, a hard...
If you're in it, like, you're in it. Like...
Yeah. Yikes.
It depends, like... how you escalate. These guys send jabs at each other all the time, like that people don't even notice in songs, like here and there. And then, I mean, Jay-Z said he left condoms on Nas's baby seat.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. How, like, back in the day, like, if they battled, they battled. Like,
Pac made fun of Prodigy for having sickle cell. Like, yeah. There's been...
Lord.
There's not really a lot
of
mercy.
I guess within hip-hop, it's, like, you can't take it to heart.
If you go there, you have to be careful though, because if you go to a place where they can't really respond, like, you, that's where it gets tricky, and like, right, it sort of does get violent sometimes, because like, if that person's not like a rapper, like, that's why you see some of these guys who people might say, like, oh, they're not a good rapper, they're not lyrical, they never have beef, because like, right, they're not gonna battle you back, like, they're just gonna handle it a different way.
Yikes. Yeah,
so it kind of depends who you're battling and who's doing what, and I don't know. We don't want any beef. I know that.
Yeah.
Live free or die.
Nope. Beef stew.
What is beef stew?
Oh,
is that on the Broken World menu?
Stop.
My boy taught me how to make bacon soup the other day. That was pretty cool.
How does?
Did you make it?
Yeah. It was delicious. Well, it was pretty good.
Was it broth?
Are you finessing it? It really wasn't that good.
It was good. Like, it was a shock to the system. It was like what you would expect it to be. Like,
I'm picturing oil and,
yeah,
okay, potatoes.
It's pretty good. I can't give the recipe out on the air, but we're gonna make broken bacon soup.
Yuck.
I think that's just all you, Sam.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do it. All right, we're gonna play another record, then we're gonna come back the home stretch here. This record is sort of touches on everything we've talked about. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Jay. Lupe. Yeah. And so it seems that I'm sewing jeans, and verse 15 is just a sewing machine. So I cut the pattern and I sew it seams, and buttoning is hustling, and publicly I'm Buddy Lee. There's no busting them and cuffing them. It's like ushering in the machine. They want me to make Prince pants, but I withstand. I ain't gotten into that. A little big in the waist, two pocket on the back. Call them new vibes, OGs covered in blue dye. Give them the game, that's like giving chocolate to the fat. Look, how you think I got here? That's the same game that came through where I live as a kid in the bad luck truck and threw boxes off the back. Made me a ripper, deliver like river. Content a little more thicker, slicker, yeah. And they said oil and water don't mix. Now they all down at the beach washing off the fish. Was Blackbeard till I brought the rock into your ships, yeah. It's my life. Everything I do, take off the pressure. It's hella proper. Sag so low, you can see boxer, like a boxer's. That's the way that the family's pants won. Don't be sly and try and put them on. The stones in the pocket to drag you down to Davy Jones locker. Beware if you wanna rock the Knickerbocker. Other getting from the block, what? They were selling O's like Wheel of Fortune. Of importance, working just to feel important. It was do or die, they was tired of being pompous. Not for sure, that was just a product of my common sense. I guess I was just guessing like the consonants. Mama said beware what the devil do. Tell them that your soul's not for sale like the W's. So go ahead and pirate the highest. Cannons make it leak like pirated my shit. It's no shit, it's just shit like quiet. And big homies out of retirement, yes, it's sir. My life. Everything I do, I do.
pen is mightier than the sword, my lord. My first picture was a lineup, now I'm on the Forbes. I still remain an artiste through these all. If you force my hand, I'll be forced to draw. If the war calls for war halls, hope you got enough space on your hall's walls. I make the ends mirrors, then escape the bureaus. Investigation out in Europe on vacation. I'm back for these puppies with the pound boy. Here's a round boy, down boy, sound boy. You don't wanna sound clash, loud noise. Leave looking paranoid, if not paralyzed. This means you can't walk in my shoes. Too much green, you can't talk in my hue. Spend the team, I can holla at Lou. First and 15, that's my cue. Crew.
Is my life. Everything I do for you. I do it all for you.
Yes.
Sorry. Yikes.
No, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Don't yikes that. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Mrs. Fiasco.
Lupe, if you're listening, come back to Boston.
Priscilla is wallet.
I know. I mean, ever since ninth grade, man, I've been in love with you. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm speaking lyrically, though. Like, I'm lyrically in love with him. Like, I would lyrically get married to him.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really know.
You guys
know.
Have some crazy vows, huh?
Oh my
when
God.
And I was like, you think about those lyrical babies? I'm just letting you know. Like.
All right. Well, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
We're live free or die. Right now, so we're going to start doing something new. Trying to be, I've noticed as far as calendars in the area, it's kind of tough to always know what's always going on. So we're going to start trying to at least on the tweets at Live Free OD Radio, start like putting out info about upcoming shows and stuff. So if you're an artist, definitely hit us up when you have shows, send us flyers. Right now, we're just sort of checking out the Middle East website, checking out venues we rock with. So as far as I know I'm heading up to New Hampshire on Friday for the Cody Pope release party. A lot of New Hampshire cats up there at the Sagaba in Pelham. And Mike Wing had a release on Sunday. Shout out to him. And then Halloween weekend. What are you guys doing? Anything good?
Nope.
I'm thinking about going to this Live Till Death on the 31st. It's Rams and Sam O'D in them.
Is that Monday?
Yeah. It looks kind of good.
Sounds popping.
So I don't know. I'm curious about these dudes. I've seen them like once or twice before, but I don't know. It's got a, you don't know anything about that. It's at Casablanca. Casablanca.
Oh, Casablanca's so dope.
Is it?
Yes. You're going to love it.
Where is it? What is it?
It's like a whole lot of like different galleries. So like people are selling different things.
Oh.
So like some people selling shirts. I know some is like artwork. Some is like a jewelry wood maker guy. Like it's a dope spot.
It's
like
in Boston?
Yeah. It's I want to say it's in Roxbury. Like, it's closer to Dudley somewhere over
okay.
there.
Okay.
But it's not, like, walking I don't know. But it's in that area. But it's really, really dope space.
Dope.
You like
nice.
It.
Nice. I'm getting hip on the air. You guys hear that? See, we'll admit when we don't know things. So let us know. We don't know everything, but we do want to be a better source for stuff like that. So I think we'll be there on Monday.
What time is that?
I don't know. Oh. I'll let you know. Oh. You trying to roll?
Might work, to be honest.
I think I'm going to be Fidel Castro.
Oh, for all. Wait. Who? Is that the
Cuba.
Yikes.
Well, the beard is kind of like, you know, cutting back my options. I can basically be ISIS, a lumberjack.
Wait.
Wow.
Wait.
Or a pirate.
Wait.
Escalated quickly.
Oh my God. There, you could have been, what's his name? Jadena?
I would not be Jadena.
That would be dope. Just die, like, get like a spray bottle and like, your beard, like
just
a little orangey.
Slick your hair back.
Yeah.
Get a nice
and just ruin a you're suit. Not ready. Ruin wow. a suit for the weekend.
You'd
and walk
really
around
nice.
With a cane. Yes.
I might be a garden gnome.
Oh my God. No, Sam. Why are you going for the basic things?
I think Fidel's going to work. I'm going to put on a little hat.
Wasn't Fidel Castro like an awful person?
Yeah. It's Halloween.
Oh my God.
May I do some zombie face paint, keep a stogie in my mouth?
Problematic.
See, you guys are with the PC
I'm just
stuff.
Gonna be a black woman.
Oh my God,
that's
like,
scary.
That's the scary. Yeah, it is actually. It's the scariest thing America has ever seen.
Yep.
True that. Well,
can't really follow that up. You don't dress up. You don't do Halloween.
Who, me?
No, either of you. No.
I'm working. Like, I have no life, so.
I haven't drank all month, so I'm excited to let it out on the 31st.
Oh, God.
Wild.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure I'll make a great impression on these new friends.
I'm done.
So,
have fun. Be safe.
I'm doing that.
Don't eat candy from strangers.
No, never. There's a few other cool shows coming up. So follow our Twitter, at @LiveFreeOD Radio. There's a Saba one I'm kind of interested in.
Word. I want to go to that, too.
It's an early show on a couple Fridays. Yep. I think the 4th.
Where's that, New York?
I'm trying to go, too.
So it's the Middle East.
Yeah. Oh. He's from Chicago.
Yeah, he's got that one song. It's pretty good. Yep.
And he was featured on Chance's album, Angels, just in case people want to know.
Oh, I need to check that out still. Shout out to Chance.
What? He has not. Don't shout out Chance. He hasn't heard the album.
Yo, it's
been
like 3 months.
Do you know how long it's been? Exactly.
It seemed way too positive for me.
Oh, my God. But you needed it today, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, I've been good all day. I've been good. True. Anyway, so what was I saying?
Oh, Priscilla
at Live Free OD Radio. At LFOD Radio. SoundCloud.com/LFOD. We repost these things. We like them. We have ill playlists. Priscilla has something November 18th, the Black Cotton Club. That's going to be fire.
At the Frugal really Bookstore in Dudley Station.
Oh, which you changed location?
Yep. It's going to be at the Frugal Bookstore. It's a bookstore that just, they moved locations, but it's a pretty dope spot. So I'm excited for this one. It's.
Yay.
I'm
for the
excited
grown
too.
Six.
I'm really looking forward to coming.
Yeah, come spit something on the mic.
Ooh, word. Oh, and we're having, and it's a live band. Wow. Live band.
I'll play the drums for a little bit.
You will? I do need a drummer.
Do you actually?
Yes.
We can talk. Anyway, so at Live Free OD Radio. LFOD Radio, LFOD everything. Artists, if you're tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com. Next week, we got Billy Loman coming through.
Billy.
Dope producer out of the area. I got hip to him about a year ago when he was all over the Terminology album, Shut Up and Rap. Term actually has a new album coming out as well. We got a new record from him, Chic Luch and Styles P. But we're going to play a throwback Billy Loman joint. This one's called The War Begins. It's Terminology, Inspect the Deck, Chris Rivers, that's Pun's son, and H. Blanco. We'll be back with Billy Tuesday, 7 p.m., 91.5 Boston. You're tuned into Live Free or...
Were we leaving with a positive note? Like, what you have to tell the people? Something...
You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
He said no.
Be like...
The simplest song you gorillas and killers feeling demented. Respect the slice and protect your neck. Get your necklace sweat, turn your flesh to ice. It seems like you don't respect your life. The rap game, look at me in the respect of light. Cause I bless the mic with the best rappers I ever write. Check the hype, coming at C isn't the best advice. Smack rappers around, make them lose their electrolytes. These new lyric rappers make them fall backwards. Give them closed caskets and cold blackness. I'm so ratchet, the flow's magic. Reputation is so classic, got the show's mastered. You rap like you asthmatic animals. Cannibals are canning you quick. Term. Inspect the deck and Chris. Can't forget the Blanco. He stays strapped cause it's hot out. Well, you can get shot up just for giving a shout out.
Word in the hood, homie got popped for stealing bricks. I'm a wifey, caught him sleeping, gave him half a clip. Candles burning, smell the roses, family took a hit. Took a L, empty cell, nobody snitched. This when the drama pop, boy, don't get your mama shot. I know with no limit, in and out the box. Who see murder, I'm sick of the cops. Who beat murder, self-defense and walk. When there's war up in the jungle, carry hawks, carry trucks, New York to Cali, run park. Spit your wide open, don't leave a scar. Catch that you poking right in the car. Give her the other half, that split off. She crying, headshot, put it arrested off. This the way that the war began. Hood, every night hearing shots ring.
Start with heartless, running they jibs to you, running they crib, or put one in they wig. Watch your mouth when it's stupid, my whole unit is outfitted. Money over bull. Cause we about digits, cash money, I laugh, it's past funny. Half a grand, my little man's a blasphemy. Land of the lost, king me, no matter the cost. Say you boss, then you better let your hammer off. Two-time felon, yelling who on what. When the war begin and the end spoils, is all us. Thirsty minds, over time with the dirty crimes.
the safe off the roof like 30 times. 30 times, I describe how many shots he took. This the life, risk your life on a sloppy look. Look, see they just don't give a f-. Listen up, for 50 bucks the triggers bust. So call me Nostradamus, Marshall with Martin Martius and all the Spartans. Charge your bark and I leave you on cartons of milk. My artistry built foundations, you will hardly silk. Partially kill before the ink can tarnish the quill. Harder than steel, cross diamonds with my thoughts alone. Titan when it comes to bones, rhyming I will crumble stone. Coming home, either dead or victorious, heavenly glorious. Test me, I will get the DeLorean, best of historians. Till your mother bleeding, her corpse again. You're forced to end, shallow month, end you with a falcon punch. Bruce Lee, I'm loose leaf, infinity is rounded up to me. The only MC on the level of celestial beings, my emblem gleams. Dragons out the best of the kings. You're less than a dream. I'm nightmare on elm with the fiends. Kruger, I'm the ruler with the hardest attack. Plus I'm biblical, lyrical, the god of this rap.
Static selector.
Check it. I've had people that I love get taken away. I've had people I've trusted change up or get led astray. Death is only the beginning, though. Even if they still alive, this is different, yo. A door closes while another slowly inches open. Try not to overthink it and blow it. But when the time is really right, you'll know it. Eyes reveal, truth lies, try to conceal. Lie to my face, but too wise to buy it is real. But that's a favor that they did for me, I probably thank them. Y'all know if this was 1992, I'd probably shankle. Instead I chill calm and cold like orange juice Jones. Be careful with your karma, you might tarnish your soul. But that's your journey, I try not to judge. You got my own bills to pay for and my own hells to run through. I'm not beneath you, I'm above you. Funny how I love you, turn above you. So thyself be true, true, true.